In the studio with Farmer Greg here on this Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, text to 411-923, or if you need to snap a picture,
send it over.
info@rosieonthehouse.com. Need help with a little insect or plant identification? I can't say we can get them all, but we can make up an answer for all of them.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And I have to tell you that if it doesn't have to do with food plants, I'm pretty much out of the ballpark on those. That's not something I know a whole lot about.
But that was for last weekend. That's when we get Jay Harper
in the nursery. He's a rock star, man.
Yeah. So. Farmer Greg is exactly that. The Urban Farm, urbanfarm.org. It's all about making our own regenerative.
I like that you use that word.
I'm learning regenerative
landscapes.
Landscape on our own properties.
Yeah.
Got a vision of making Phoenix and Arizona its own food island.
Yeah. I've been working real hard on that with a lot of education. So, you know, we do a lot of classes at urbanfarm.org. We got online classes, we got in-person classes. We're going to be launching a urban farm incubator program next year in 2019 to take people from not really knowing anything about plants but having a desire to grow to production farming. So we're actually going to help people set themselves up and work forward as farmers. We'll have mentors and set them up with land. And sorry, Shannon, if I let the cat out of the bag, but we're heading that direction in 2019 because it is so needed. It is so needed.
You know what else we need is a good freeze. Desert's been due one. The last time, so my youngest sister, Carol, was born in Phoenix and saw hail before she saw sunlight. And that was, you know, and that we about every 10 years we get a hailstorm that hits low desert. We're getting close to that cycle again. Are we going to get it this year?
Let's hope, man. Let's hope. The grape skeletonizers, worse than I've ever seen them. Cockroaches, pretty bad. Rats, I don't know if you heard this, but our rat population in the valley exploded last winter.
Mm.
And it was because it just didn't get cold enough. We need a good frost to take out some of the pestilence out there. That's one of the things a good frost does for us.
What else will a frost help us in our urban farms?
So, well, specifically around fruit trees, we need chill hours in order to set fruit on your soft fresh flesh fruits, the deciduous ones. So apples, peaches, apricots, plums, pomegranates, figs, they all need cold hours or chill hours, as we call them in the industry, in order to set fruit. And chill hours is any hour under 39 degrees. And interestingly enough, last winter, we did not get enough chill hours to set apricots. And most of our apricot trees are at the 300-hour
chill hours,
thank you. I was going to say threshold. That was the word I was going for. At the 300-hour threshold. And Maricopa County is supposed to get 350 hours. So my apricot in my front yard, and actually the apricots all the way across the Southwest into California and Nevada and New Mexico, we all got skunked. We got very few apricots, if any, because it just didn't get cold enough.
And it's not enough for it to be under 39 degrees. It has to be a consecutive hours.
Well, no.
No?
No.
Okay, so I thought if it dipped under from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., it dipped under 39. That didn't count. You had to have a couple consecutive hours for it to really count.
Yeah, we'd have to ask the trees that one. And,
oh.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. I don't know if that even my people.
Put them on the schedule for the next show.
We'll yeah, exactly. Exactly. But they accumulate starting, you know, pretty much now. I mean, we've had some cold temperatures. I think it was 47 degrees in the yard the other day.
Still not 39, though.
It's not 39, but it's getting down there. So they start accumulating as soon as we, you know, as we dip. And they go through when the trees bud out. And usually we start seeing buds on your peaches about beginning of February, mm-hmm. late January, early February. So chill hours is really important for that as well.
That's always my favorite one, because from our master bedroom looking mm-hmm. out the window is our row of three peach trees, and having that explosion
nice. Yeah.
early spring of them all coming. And we did not have that last year.
Right. Right. It just wasn't here.
And there was one little side of it. It wasn't the whole tree in this grand display.
Yeah.
So
it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I am really got my fingers crossed for a really cold winter this year to, you know, take out the bugs and give us a lot of fresh fruit.
And you know what else helps the bug population are the weeds. And with all the rain we've had in October and the explosion of weeds, you know, that's going to just make it worse. It's more habitat for the insects to live in. So
yeah.
get your weeds under control, hope for a cold winter. And, you know, there's all kinds of things to do to help your trees from freezing in a frost. You know, we cover citrus with blankets. Mm-hmm. You can let your water run underneath your trees to mm-hmm. keep the air moving. It's pretty expensive to go out there and artificially chill your trees.
Yeah, I don't know that it's possible.
I don't think so.
Yeah.